Excuse me, in the past, used to issue these reports, but you find that, you know, at the end of the day, situation on the ground does not agree with what they would have painted. I would give a very good example. You know, in the last cycle, they had given the impression that, you know, such districts like Ndire were food secure. But, you know, mid-season, they had to come to organizations like ourselves to say, can we go and help? I think this is because of the nature of the way they get their information, which is sampling. At times, it doesn't really give the true picture of what is on the ground.
According to you, what is the true picture on the ground there?
We can say we are going to be looking at the same levels of people who require food aid. Those that really planted earlier were devastated by the drought that was in December and January. And generally, those that plant earlier are the ones that produce enough to feed beyond their family needs. So the improvement that they are talking about is coming on the late crop. And generally, the late crop does not provide food just as good as the early crop.
FuseNet says also that when looking at the urban areas, that considering that 64% of urban households engage in urban agriculture, the food situation is likely to continue to improve until July this year. What do you think?
Yeah, depending on what they are really focusing on. But when you talk of urban, the majority of people do not have access to the US dollar.